Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Intentfully D and Happy New Year. So I was thinking, how many people out there make New Year's resolutions? Because I don't. Only because life changes in a blink of an eye. So I'd rather always work toward things that make me happy instead of making promises that I'm going to change this or change that just because it's a new year. Which brings me to today's topic, finding success by believing in yourself. It all starts with being confident in everything you do. You have to know who you are and you got to own it. You never should have to compromise who you are and never compare yourself to anyone. Because we are all uniquely made to do great things. And I believe that it is fear that holds us back. So I don't know, we may have fear of failing, or we may have fear that we're just not good enough. So we have to get over that fear, because once we stop being afraid and just go for it, that's when we are all one step closer to something great. Because we don't just get ideas for nothing. Even if your idea, say you go through with it and it doesn't go as planned, it's a learning experience. Everything in life is a learning experience. And if it does happen not to go as planned, then you know there's something you can do to make it better. And whatever it is, whether it's an idea, whether it's a goal, whatever it is, don't be afraid of failing at it because you're just holding yourself back. So I think it's really important that we focus on the things that light us up, that light our soul up, something that makes you feel amazing, something that you accomplish and you feel like you're on top of the world. I mean, this can be a goal that you've been working toward forever. Like, whatever it is, you have to focus on that and have the drive to make it happen. Because I believe that I always have that mentality that nothing can stop me. And I think it's important that we all have that mentality that nothing can stop you from doing what makes you happy. You should give yourself 3 affirmations every day, because that'll build your confidence and that will give you that drive to execute your dreams. You always have to know that you're worth it. And your actions can possibly change not only your life, but someone else's life. And always think about it, that in fitness. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. Of course, I fall off like everyone else, but I am focused on staying fit. But when I have bigger goals, like doing a fitness competition, like that's a game changer right there. Because you have to have the discipline, you have to have the drive to make your body change. And it's like, if you don't have the drive, then you will fail. And sometimes it is that fear that will hold me back. But I've learned the more scared I am to do something, now it really makes me want to accomplish that. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, it's important to be the one that makes the difference and to inspire others. Because it may be something small to you sometimes, but if you do it, you achieve it, you just inspired somebody else. So your actions definitely can inspire others. So don't ever be afraid to just go for it. So today, what I hope you get out of this episode is to be confident, to be yourself, use your passion to pursue your dreams. Don't fear, or don't let fear hold you back, because your success lies in your hands. So those are all things that I've been thinking about lately and been wanting to talk to you guys about this year. Find what you're passionate about and let that lead the way. I mean, who wants to wake up every day and be in a position that you don't want to be in? Go to a job that you don't want to be at? Why, all in the meantime, you have this something inside that's just burning to be out, but you're afraid to take that step. So make a promise to yourself that you will do everything in your power to make some change, not a New Year's resolution, but just always work toward what makes you happy. It's a game changer. It's a life changer. So I appreciate you listening, tuning in. You can please subscribe, share. You can follow me at Instagram at FitFate. And I hope you have an extremely blessed day. And until next time, you take care. Bye.